Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Hey, Harmony, what do you have there?
Well, it looks like a Frisbee.
I've never seen anything like it, and it doesn't look like a Frisbee. It's round, flat, has grooves, a hole in the middle, and it has a sticker that says Elvis Double Trouble on it, and a bunch of songs listed. Who's Elvis?
The only way to really prove that it's a Frisbee is to throw it.
Harmony, what have you done?
Mom's going to be really mad. Not only is her precious vase shattered, but the Elvis is totally destroyed.
Harmony, I think I know what that Elvis thing was. I remember Dad talking about vinyl and records. Flat objects that when placed on machines that spun around with a needle, it actually played music. Isn't that weird? Also, that some of these objects are worth a lot of money.
Do you think that Elvis thing was worth a lot of money?
Let me Google this. Here we go. Let's call Vinyl Record Dude. He looks like some sort of flat object superhero. It says that he specializes in these things called records. He buys and sells them and has hundreds of thousands in stock and is always on the hunt for the ultimate collection. He's our guy. Go to www.vinylrecorddude.com.
What was that again?
www.vinylrecorddude.com.
Thanks, Vinyl Record Dude. We may not be in double trouble after all. Thanks, Vinyl Record Dude.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is America Today on the Voice America Kids channel. Each week we discuss what's going on in news and politics. Now, here is the host of America Today.
I'm your host, Mackenzie Urias. I'm super excited to get this going to talk to you guys a bit about music. If you don't know, I have a show called America Today where I talk about politics. And there are two things that I really, really, really love just talking about in general in my life, current events, so, you know, politics, and music. I'm so enthusiastic about music, and I've been wanting to do something like this for a while. And I really appreciate the chance that I'm getting to do this right now. And I'm very, very, very excited to, you know, get this whole format, because I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the format of this new show before I go along with the actual content of my new show. Just to give you guys a heads up. First of all, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the music industry and all the news that's, you know, circulating around there, and fill you guys in on concerts and tours that are coming up, or some big, big concerts that have already came up, but they're pretty important, and you'll see why later. And then after that, I'm going to talk to you guys a bit about music reviews. So I picked a couple of albums that were really, really, really special to this summer. They were played for all through summer. You know what it is whenever I talk about it, but these are going to be the albums that pretty much define this year, I could go as far to say. And so I'm just going to talk to you guys, just review about what I didn't like and what I liked about those kinds of albums. And then later, I'm going to talk to you guys about specific artists that I want to highlight. And this includes just, you know, any time. But I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about more recent bands, first of all, because after that, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the old school stuff, you know. And you'll see how old I get, but I really want you guys to realize how versatile I can be, if anything. Whenever we do this format, I'm going to talk to you guys focusing specifically on a couple of genres, but I love absolutely all music. I'll listen to pretty much anything. And so you guys should keep tuning in as much as possible, because I'm going to talk to you guys a bit about, you know, like R&B and hip-hop and pop and all the little subgenres of rock and everything like that. So it's going to be really interesting to be able to talk to you guys and reach out to a lot of people. And also to get those bands out there who are very, very small, because I'm also going to talk to you guys a bit about the bands that aren't really recognized out there. They're very small bands who either have a record company who's, you know, very not well known, or maybe they're just completely independent. So I'm really excited to get started with this. But first off, okay, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the VMAs. They happened pretty recently. The VMAs, Video Music Awards, something they've done every year, MTV. Huge. And this had incredible performances by, you know, the industry's most illustrious pop showstoppers. I like that word, illustrious. But first of all, I'm just going to talk to you guys a bit about the performances that I thought were pretty cool. You know, so first off, Beyonce performed her hit Love on Top in a purple sequin tuxedo. I thought that was pretty interesting because after she took off the blazer part, she unbuttoned it, and she showed her baby bump because if you haven't heard, and I'll talk to you guys a bit about this a little bit more when we talk about the news, that she is pregnant. So that was pretty cool, and everybody loved it, of course. You know, everybody loves to hear when stars are pregnant and all this stuff. Great, good job, Beyonce. I'm not a huge fan of her music, but I thought the performance was pretty cool, and I liked her outfit, so whatever. All right, and then, if you think that's odd, clearly you don't know about Lady Gaga, because she won Best Female Music Video for Born This Way, and guess what? She accepted the award dressed as a dude. And I don't mean, like, Lady Gaga weird, like, having, like, crazy, you know, like, five arms coming out of her. And, like, somehow it looks like some, like, male version of, like, an alien from another planet. No, she, like, came out as a guy. Like, if you saw a picture of her dressed as she went to the VMAs, I mean, you would think that is a guy. That was pretty cool. She had an alter ego the whole night. And if you watch the VMAs, then you heard her say things like, well, her in quotations, because she or her alter ego would say, if Lady Gaga were here, or I'm accepting this on behalf of Lady Gaga. So she was pretending to be somebody else. I just thought it was pretty interesting, actually. More than interesting, it was a little bit brilliant, I thought. The message that she wanted to convey, sort of like along with the outfit, she wanted to tell people that it didn't really matter who you were, or, you know, especially she focused on people's sexual orientations, and she said that it didn't really matter who it was, or, you know, it wasn't even that, you know, just your quirks, right? Anything that makes you different. The message that she was talking about whenever she was accepting the award for the best video, she wanted to say that it doesn't matter because you were born this way, hence the name of her song. But she also said, because her video specifically won for best video with a message, she wanted to say that every musician out there does have a message. It's really important. But Lady Gaga specifically reaches out to a lot of people because she's very accepting. And even though I really don't like her music that much, but I have to say it's pretty cool because she's a huge pop star out there, right? And she's not trying to be, like, cool like everybody else. You know, you see all these pop stars and they're wearing, like, the coolest brands and they're sort of, like, the leaders in fashion and all this other stuff, but Lady Gaga is really, really weird. She wore, like, a meat dress once, and I kind of respect her in a really, really, really weird way because she's able to be one of, like, the most recognized musicians out there right now and still be really quirky in a way that's probably not socially acceptable at first. And her message that, you know, everybody, like, all the average people out there, not just, you know, the really cool people who can afford designer clothing and, you know, who can look like me, those are the important people, and she supports those kinds of people out there, her little monsters. And so I really just want to say that even though I'm not a huge fan of her music, to be quite honest, that I really do respect what she's trying to get out there, and I really, really liked her speech at the VMAs, even though it was pretty quick. Although I guess I shouldn't say Lady Gaga's speech, I should say her alter ego. But that was pretty cool. And, you know, guess who won for Best Male Video? Give you a hint. Give you a couple of seconds to think about it. Yeah, Justin Bieber, of course. Who else? He won for his single that, you know, that's out there, You Smile. Major shock, right? Everybody loves Justin Bieber pretty much, and I'm saying that to, I'm overgeneralizing, but honestly, I mean, Justin Bieber has so many fans out there. I'm sure that they, I don't even know what Bieber's followers are called, Beliebers, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they stayed up all night to vote for him, and it worked. He came up, though, his speech was pretty interesting, I thought, because he went up there to say that he wanted to thank God and Jesus specifically for giving him the opportunity to be able to reach out to all these people and for his great success, and he wouldn't have been able to do it without those two people. Well, people, quotation marks, probably not the right word. But I thought that was also pretty cool because it's hard in this day and age in our society right now to be able to be that open about something like that. Normally, it's very uncomfortable for people to talk about religion, and even I get sort of uncomfortable talking about it. Even right now, I'm a little bit, I'm sitting a little more straight up and I'm kind of nervous right now, but not saying that it was so awesome of him to be a Christian and stuff, because I'm not trying to say that, because I'm not trying to say that all Christian, like, you know, if you're promoting the Christian religion, then you're an awesome person. But rather what I'm trying to say is that he has a belief and he's not afraid to talk about it in front of millions of people. That's really what I'm trying to say here, is not that, you know, he's a really down-to-earth kid because he believes in God. And I'm not trying to bash Christians either. And this is why religion is pretty hard to talk about, because you have to try not to offend everybody. And that's another reason why I kind of respect Justin Bieber, is because he's able to do that. I don't really feel like he offended anybody by saying that, but he was sort of able to, you know, just be as upfront as possible, and he wasn't really scared to offend his fans or anything. That worked really well for him, and I gotta give props to him for that, even though I'm not a big fan of his music either. If you want to know what he was wearing, yeah, I liked your hipster glasses, Bieber. That was pretty interesting. See, you wear those. And Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, if you didn't know about this, they're, like, rumored about breaking up, even though they're still together at events. People are saying that they're done, and this is just, like, a publicity stunt now, that they're still together because they don't want all of this attention and et cetera. I don't believe it, but it was pretty funny because a lot of people who were, you know, doing the commentary for the VMAs said that they swore that they could notice some tension in between there. I think it's just a lot of the media trying to pull out as much as they can about something that's uncertain, and then they're trying to say, well, this means that they're broken up. Honestly, I think that it's something that, I mean, honestly, I'm not following it too much. And I think that if you're writing for the VMAs, why, I understand why you have to write about it, because, you know, you're in the media. But, I mean, seriously, there are a lot of really cool things to write about. And so it was pretty funny because when I was doing the research on the VMAs, there were a lot of articles about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez breaking up. It's like, come on, people, give me something else to, I mean, the VMAs, all you could write about was Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. But whatever, they're in the media, and they're always going to have a bunch of attention, a bunch of articles. All right, so I'm going to take a little bit of a break, and then I'm going to finish up talking about the VMAs, and then we'll get on to the next part of the segment. So just stick right here, listening to Voice America Kids.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel. You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
I'm your host, Mackenzie Urias. So I was just talking to you guys a little bit about the VMAs and just wanted to wrap up some more things. No more like really specific stories, but other winners at the VMAs included Katy Perry for Video of the Year, and she actually won 3 VMA awards. I think she was nominated for like 8 of them. And 3 out of 8, that's pretty good to me. Tyler, the Creator won Best New Artist. Katy Perry and Kanye West won Best Collaboration for E.T. Nicki Minaj won Best Hip Hop Video. The Foo Fighters won Best Rock Video. Adele won Best Art Direction, and that's for her music video, Rolling in the Deep. If you haven't seen the music video, then it's just, it's really weird. It's basically her in this really open studio type thing, and she's sitting in a chair and she's singing Rolling in Deep. Everybody knows that song. And there's like a bunch of glasses of water and everything breaks. There's destruction, contemporary dance, and it won her VMA. So awesome. I like that song. Music video is pretty cool too. Best Direction went to the Beastie Boys, and yeah, they're relevant again. If you don't know who the Beastie Boys are, then you're very young. And that might be a good thing, because they're more of like a, they're not very well known anymore, okay? I'll just say that. But I was pretty surprised that the Beastie Boys went back to the VMAs. You know, they're coming back after just chilling for a while, and it's pretty cool. It kind of reminded me just a little bit about, I'll talk about them a little bit later, but like Blink-182, and a lot of people who are our age, you know, they know about Blink-182, but they were on a break for a while. And so I just, and I know there's more examples of this, but I can't really think of any right now. But it's cool that the Beastie Boys came back, you know, and then they got to the VMAs and then they won an award. That's pretty hard to do, from being famous for like, for one decade and then just stopping and then coming back, you know, and they're a little bit older now. And being able to go to the VMAs, like, right after you come back, that's pretty cool. It doesn't happen too often, so congratulations, Beastie Boys. And always, you know, if you've missed anything, these aren't all the awards, and I don't have time to analyze all of the awards and everything. But if you want to watch the full VMAs, go ahead and go to MTV.com and you can watch the entire thing of the 2011 Video Music Awards. It's pretty cool. I haven't really gotten a chance because actually I missed the VMAs because I had a school-related thing going on. And I haven't had time yet to like sit down and watch 100% of it. But the cool thing about MTV.com too, if you click on the music section, of course, at musictv.com, whatever. But you click the music section, and it also, besides giving you like the full VMAs, they just give you clips. And also, there's a section where you can just look at the speeches of the people who won awards. That was really cool too, and there were definitely some pretty cool moments. If you ever get the time to, you know, sit down, go ahead and go to MTV.com and watch them, because they're pretty interesting, and I kind of wish I would have been able to watch them, because I normally watch the VMAs every year, so I was a little bit disappointed. And, you know, speaking of disappointment, I want to talk to you guys about tours, all right? Right now, there's a tour, it just recently ended. Have you guys ever heard of it? It's Vans Warped Tour. It started June 24th in Dallas, Texas, and it ended August 14th in Hillsboro, Oregon. And I'm really disappointed about this, okay, because I didn't get to go, just like I didn't get to watch the VMAs, but I had my ticket and everything, and I was so pumped to go, and then something came up, and I couldn't, and I saw all of the pics that my friends posted on Facebook, and I was really, really jealous because some of my favorite bands were at their booths, and my friends got things signed by them. It was really cool, and I know, like, specifically the bands that were there at Vans Warped Tour, the ones that I like, they're not going to be touring again in America for, like, at least another year, so I'm really bummed about that, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to make that up with looking at more concerts that are coming up, and I'll talk a little bit about those later. But anyways, if you don't know about Vans Warped Tour, it's really, really, really awesome. It's, I don't really know how to describe it because it was a little bit different this year. Normally, it's like alternative type music, but Katy Perry actually headlined the VMAs way before she was like a huge pop sensation. And this year, some of the bands were like a weird mixture of hip-hop and like electronic, and it was really weird, and there's some like techno, there's some R&B type stuff, so it's really just all types of music coming together for this festival. And you know, the popularity sort of it varies. You know, there are bands that have hardly ever toured except locally that get on there, and then there are bands that are huge and they get on there, like Blink-182, for example. They headlined the Vans Warped Tour one year. That was pretty cool. I didn't get to go to that one either, unfortunately, and I really wanted to go to that one, but I'm hoping to get to make that up. But anyways, the Vans Warped Tour this year had some pretty sweet artists, including A Day to Remember, The Ready Set, Gym Class Heroes, Simple Plan, and guess what? Paramore. Now, who hasn't heard of Paramore, right? They headlined the tour this year. Actually, they didn't come to all of the shows. If you're like me, your city, unfortunately, didn't have Paramore perform. So I guess maybe the fact that I couldn't go, the fact that Paramore wasn't there, maybe that makes up for it a little bit. I don't know. But it's pretty cool that you can see these bands. Like, if you go on the website, you can always just Google Vans Warped Tour 2011. You go to the concert's main site, you look at all the bands, you should really come and sit down one day and do that. And don't do this unless you're really bored. But look at all of the bands, and it's just awesome to see, like, the variety that you have that I was talking a little bit about before. Just, like, you know, you have Paramore, who's, they're huge, right? Hayley Williams is, like, enormously huge, you know, for an alternative rock type chick. And then you have these really, really small bands who I've never heard of before. And then you kind of get the in-betweeners, like A Day to Remember, for example. They're kind of, like, they're really popular in their specific genre, but not a lot of people are gonna know about them unless you're like specifically into that type of alternative. And it's also really cool to sit down and just like look at all of the bands that you've never heard before and research them and look them up. I found a lot of bands this year that I'm really into, and I'm talking to you guys a little bit about some of the bands I found that were really cool that you guys should check out. But also, I did this last year with the Vans Warped Tour 2010. I used to like a completely different type of music. I was very narrow-minded, I guess. I only liked specific types of alternative rock, and I would listen to absolutely nothing else. And then I went to the Vans Warped Tour site, and I just checked out everything, and I slowly started to see, like, because, you know, they have bands there that, I mean, they're still alternative, but they have, like, blues influence, or they have, like, this really weird, like, almost like a hip-hop influence. They have, like, a 70s-type influence. Really cool. And I started to, it takes a little bit of time, you know, to adjust to a new band. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but when you first look up a new band, you kind of hate it at first. You start listening to it and you get used to it. Eventually, you could start to really, really like it, because what happened with me last year, 2010 Vans Warped Tour, is that I found like a majority of the bands. At first, I thought they were really annoying and I didn't like that type of music. And then I started to listen to them more, and I actually bought the compilation CD for it last year. And I started to really, really expand my musical tastes. And I said a little bit earlier in the show that I have a really wide taste in music, but that definitely wasn't the case before, like 2010-ish. I was really narrow-minded. I wasn't like completely like super, super, super narrow-minded, but I mean, most of the stuff I listened to was this specific type of alternative. It's sort of like pop rock, I guess you could say. But it's really cool to just get the chance to be able to look at these bands. Like, some of them are really popular, some of them are kind of eh, and then some of them are, I've never heard of this before. Because you might find that the bands this year in 2011 are going to have something that you never really thought about before. A type of music that you're going to hate at first, then you're going to listen to it a little bit more, and you're going to start to really, really like it. And I kind of use that all the time now. I use that as a trick to expand my musical tastes, I guess you could say. And so I'm finding a lot of these tours to be like really good tools to find new music. And I think that it's really important, if you're like a huge music fan, to find new music, to always like be searching for the next thing, especially if you want to like make your own music or something, or if you're just like a huge music enthusiast, I guess you could say. But it's a really cool tool to be able to use the Vans Warped Tour website, because you're gonna be able to really, really expand your musical taste. And I really hope all of you get the chance to do that. And I'm not just saying use only Vans Warped Tour thing, but that's what I have been using for like 2 years now. And I really found that it works really well. And then, you know, I sort of expand beyond that and go to different concerts and stuff like that. But do this all the time, you know. And it's sort of hard. It's a lot different than getting like suggestions from your friends about bands that you should listen to, because this you can kind of like explore on your own, and it's not like other people shoving their musical taste down your throat. But it's really awesome, and that's how I sort of got my variety. Sort of went on a tangent there, but I thought it was pretty cool to talk about that. So we're going to take a break, but keep it right here, because I'm going to talk to you a bit about a different tour that's coming up. So keep it right here.
We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go
bump
in the night.
Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
So I was talking to you guys a little bit about Vans Warped Tour. And again, I couldn't go, but I saw the pictures online. It looked like it was a pretty rad show. And like I said, unfortunately, I couldn't go. But, you know, something came up. But I saw, I went on the concert's main website, as well as just like my friends from Facebook, saw the pictures. I was totally jealous because Vans Warped Tour, they have these tents, I guess you could say, where all the bands set up stuff to sell their merchandise, but it's really, really, really common for the bands to come out themselves and like sign their gear and take pictures with the fans. So it's a really unique experience because it doesn't happen all of the time. And you could go out there and meet some of your favorite bands or just sort of, I mean, even if you're not like a huge, huge, huge fan of any of the bands, it's just a really cool experience to be able to like meet the people that are making the music and relate to them. It's a really, like I said, it's a unique experience. I'm looking forward to Vans Warped Tour next year. There's absolutely no information on it because it's like a year away. And hopefully nothing will come up again because I'll be really disappointed. And you should definitely check out going next year. Although if you're like me and you live in a state where it's like ridiculously hot this year, it was, and every year, it's outside. And people like pass out because they didn't buy enough water or something. And there's a lot of, I mean, it was hot. People hated it. If you do go to Vans Warped Tour and you are from a state like mine, please, 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 please come prepared, especially if you've never been to a concert before. You really can't even prepare for how disgusting an outdoor concert is because you get, like, ridiculously sweaty. You have other people's sweat on you. It's really gross, but at the same time, you're kind of living in the moment. So it's kind of cool, except for, like, after it gets really, really, really gross. It's like, it's almost like you're playing a sport or something. But it's pretty crazy, and just Vans Warped Tour concerts are really fun to go to. So I was looking at the bands, like I said, on the website, and I found a couple that were really, really cool that I've never heard of before. one of them specifically is called The Dance Party, and they have a song called Sasha Don't Sleep. Definitely look it up. It's really cool. It has, I don't really know how to describe it, I guess. It's sort of like, it reminds me a little bit of pop from the 80s mixed with, like, modern, not synthetic, but kind of close, like modern rock with just a little bit of, I guess, like, keyboards and all that. So it's pretty awesome. Definitely check them out if you can. And if you're like me and you couldn't go to the concert, absolutely pick up the Vans Warped Tour 2011 compilation CD, because it has, like, all the bands that went, and it has just one song that the people from Vans, like, picked out that are really popular from the bands, and you get a good taste of everything. And like I said, Vans Warped Tour has a lot of variety, just, you know, variety within, like, the fame of the bands as well as the genres. And the CD is only, like, $4, and there's two discs, and I think there's, like, 20-something songs on both discs. So it's really awesome, and it'll be a really cool tool for you guys to use to expand your musical taste. So definitely, definitely, definitely pick up the 2011 Vans Warped Tour compilation CD. Really awesome. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the news and music right now. Beyonce, like I said before, is pregnant with, Jay-Z, and her are having a kid. And it's something that people have been speculating for years. People have been saying that Beyonce's pregnant. That sounds kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe she's been hiding a kid for a couple years in her stomach. But people have always, always speculated that she was pregnant. And she finally, like, came out about it. But she was so excited. And at the VMAs, she showed her baby bump. And they look like they're really happy, Jay-Z and Beyonce. So I'm not, like, excited for them because I don't really know them, but it's pretty cool. They look like they're going to be happy, and makes me feel good when I see a happy family, I guess. So, cool for that. And Evanescence is set to release a new album. Do you guys remember Evanescence? They had a couple of pretty big hits back in, like, the mid-2000s, and not like mid-2000s, like, it's still not the mid-2000s, but I mean, like from 2000, like, 5-ish to, you know, I guess just not 10 and up is what I'm trying to say. But Evanescence, they've been apart for a couple years because Amy Lee, this is just like a rumor story, but Amy Lee and her band that plays for her, they got into some huge argument. And they decided not to tour ever again. And then Amy Lee, like, tried to focus, like, on her and not get a new band. And then she tried to promote some more music. Didn't work. And so she stopped. That's the popular story that circulates out there. I don't really know if it's true or not. But doesn't matter, because they're coming out with a new album. And I didn't even know about this. It's not really something that has been blaring, right? I just happened to catch it on TV one day. It kind of surprised me, because I thought Evanescence was, even though, you know, they weren't like a huge band, they had like some pretty huge hits, right? They had Bring Me to Life is probably the biggest one. Everybody knows that song. But My Immortal is another one that's absolutely famous. And Amy Lee used to be pretty recognizable for a couple years while she was in Evanescence. But, again, it wasn't something that, you know, like, MTV was just reporting on constantly and constantly. I think I found it, like, on a website when I was looking for something else. I just happened to see Evanescence is releasing a new album, and it's like, what? And I went there and checked, and it was real. I was kind of surprised. And they haven't been promoting it that much, but it's going to be a self-titled album that's coming out October 11th this year. Again, I'm a little bit surprised because they haven't been promoting it at all, but MTV sort of, like, talked to Amy Lee a little bit, and she was showing them the demos and some of the stuff that wasn't, like, completely finished yet. It sounded pretty cool, and it sounded like Evanescence. It sounded like they haven't really, like, changed their sound or anything, but I'm pretty excited. And if you remember Evanescence, or at least if you remember, like, Amy Lee or their songs, Bring Me to Life, My Moral, all that other stuff, be pretty excited for this, because Evanescence sort of said that they weren't ever gonna play music ever again. That's sort of like, you know, along with that popular rumor that everybody said Evanescence like broke up because they hate each other. It'll be pretty cool to see if those emotions from that whole tension, that whole fighting transfers into the album. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little bit disappointed that they're not bringing it up more, but whatever, that's the music industry. And Blink-182 is set to release a new album really, really soon, September 27th, and it's going to be called Neighborhoods. The single that they have out right now is Up All Night, and it sounds exactly like where Blink-182 left off. Blink-182 has been around since the 90s, and they kind of, if you know about all of Blink-182 stuff, like in the 90s, they had that typical college kid type sound. I guess actually like high school kid. It was immature sounding, but in a cool way, in a punk pop sort of way. And then they sort of progressed and they did like really pop type punk, but it was still cool. It was like, it wasn't pop rock. It was like this really, you could see them growing up, which is really cool. They went from like really immature high school kids to like immature college students, and then got really serious towards the end of their career. So that progression, whenever I heard Up All Night, it sounded exactly like it was the next step, you know. And Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker and Mark Hoppus have all started to say that they're getting serious about things. And I think that they're really trying to work hard on their image. Not, you know, like be boring and not like wear suits when they perform and start doing like weird ballad grunge type rock, but I can tell that they're not trying to be like the really immature high school kids that they used to be, and they didn't have like quite the image that they had in the 90s. But at the same time, I think it's pretty cool that they're still trying to be like immature in a fun way, I guess. Because they still have, you know, Blink-182 is just one of those bands that's immature, but not in an annoying way. It's just one of those bands that can pull it off. And they're really popular for it. So again, congratulations to you, because I just think about it sometimes, how bands can pull off tricks like that. You know, like I said, Lady Gaga, I mean, it might sound dumb to say, oh, I can't believe Lady Gaga got famous, but you know how weird she was. Definitely she had an edge because she was different, but it's still pretty cool to think that she, being as weird as she is, you know, not being mainstream, how she kind of, she went like to be one of the most recognized musicians out there. Same thing with Blink-182, just they're just like iconic pop punk icons. And it's pretty cool that they made their sound work. And a lot of college bands sort of take after their sound right now, but they're, I don't want to say they're the first ones because they're definitely not, but they've found a formula that works really well. And they have really awesome concerts, I've been told. And they're headlining the Honda Civic Tour, so that'll be really awesome. And they're coming to my town like right after they release it, so I'm going to have to stay up all night to listen to the album and like get all the words memorized before I go to the concert, or else I'm going to look really ridiculous. And they're going to be playing stuff for the new album, and I'm not going to know what they're talking about. But I hope, again, they play like their classic stuff that they're just known for. But again, the Up All Night single sounds just like where they left off whenever they stopped making music. If you didn't know about why they stopped making music, they just had a huge fight. And I'm going to give you both sides of this story, because there's a story that is sort of common that Tom DeLonge wanted to rename the band to Tom DeLonge and Blink-182, and that he wanted to push Blink-182 in a completely different direction. And Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker said, absolutely no way. And they split off, and Tom DeLonge went to make Angels and Airwaves, and I'm guessing that's sort of like the sound that he wanted. And Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker went to form Plus 44, and they sounded a lot like Blink 182. So that was pretty. They only recorded Plus 44 only recorded one album, but they said that they're not done with Plus 44. I don't know. I haven't seen any activity since they recorded their self-titled. But with Angels and Airwaves, they had a couple of pretty big hits. But again, there are just a lot of people. That's just, everybody sort of blames Tom DeLonge for them breaking up. But then there's also just a story that they wanted to take their music in different directions. And they sort of mutually agreed that it didn't work anymore because they were growing up and all this stuff. But in 2009, Travis Barker got in a huge plane crash, and he was in the hospital for a while. And Tom DeLonge and Mark Hoppus, like, immediately came to Travis Barker's side, and they were there for him. And supposedly that's how they realized that even through all of the disagreements that they had, that they were still brothers through this, and they decided to record new music. And actually, this Neighborhoods album, it's, people have been talking about it since like 2009, whenever they first decided to pick up and start touring again. And people didn't believe me when I told them that they were recording a new album, even though I read like numerous articles about it. But I'm very, very, very excited for it, and I can't wait to see if I'm right, because again, they've only had one single out. But you know, if they sort of like continued along that path and everything just went really natural, and it's the next logical step for Blink-182. It sounds like it, so I'm pretty pumped. Okay, so Katy Perry, if you haven't heard about this, she has 5 number one singles on her album Teenage Dream. And why that's so significant is because she tied with Michael Jackson in a record, okay? Michael Jackson also has 5 number one singles on a single album. You guess what that one is, Thriller, obviously. But it's, a lot of people are giving her attention for it because Katy Perry has always been criticized for her music because it's not serious enough. And also, it's just, if you look at it, it's hard for, I'm not going to say it's hard for female artists because that's just dumb to say, but it's more, it's rare to find a female artist that compares to her male counterpart. And so for Katy Perry, somebody who hasn't been taken like seriously, even though she has millions and millions and millions and millions of YouTube hits for her pop stuff, like, people didn't expect for this to happen. And it is, it's pretty significant when you think about it. 5 number one singles. Just thinking all the big people out there that she had to compete with. And she still tied a record with Michael Jackson, who is arguably the most iconic musician of, you know, our, not maybe our generation, but like a couple of generations. You know, everybody recognizes Michael Jackson's music. And so that's pretty cool. It's not just, it really says something about Katy Perry and our times and just what our music reflects versus what it did when Michael Jackson was popular. But I found that pretty cool that Katy Perry did something that Michael Jackson could do. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to wrap up talking about music news and then talk to you guys a little bit about songs I thought were really cool. Keep it right here.
What's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
So I was talking to you guys just a little bit about the music news going on right now. I don't have a huge opinion on this, so I'm not going to really like talk in depth about this. But T.I. is out of prison after being there for 11 months for violating probation. I don't have an opinion because I think it's something that's a little bit touchy, and also because, I don't know, the way, whenever I read the article, it sort of, like, glorified him, and I, not necessarily that I'm uncomfortable with that, but it's just a little bit weird. So I'm not going to touch on that too much. Kim Kardashian, why am I talking about her when I have a music show? Because guess what? She's recording a song, and the music video is coming out pretty soon. There have been YouTube teasers all over the place. I've never had any interest to go look it up, but I kind of should, just out of that little tiny annoying bit of curiosity that I have. But her song is called Turn It Up. Does this sound familiar to you? Because Paris Hilton did a very similar thing, and actually that song that she had, I cannot remember it for the life of me. Don't really want to, though. But that song that Paris Hilton had was, it wasn't like really popular, but it was on MTV and stuff, and it was pretty fairly well circulated. I don't know if that's just because Paris Hilton has a lot of money to be able to like forcefully bring it out, or because it just weirdly turned out to be one of those pop songs that you look at 10 years later, like, ew. But anyways, it's just really weird. Kim Kardashian is trying to take over, not take over, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but Kim Kardashian is trying to, like, expand into the music industry. I really hope that she doesn't make a music career out of it, because I don't think that she has any music experience. She's not a musician. She's just a reality show that's trying to expand and promote herself in everything, right? Sort of like Donald Trump trying to run for president. It's kind of weird. But I am a little bit curious as to what everybody else's reaction is going to be for this. So if you want to look up the teaser on YouTube, go ahead. Just type in Kim Kardashian, turn it up, and then there's, like, numerous teasers for that, like, clips of her recording it, which I'm not interested in. Okay, and so Red Hot Chili Peppers are recording, or actually they've just released a new album. It came out August 30th, and I'm very, very excited about this. I haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, but I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're really cool, and they've been around for a really long time, spread out decades, and they still got this really cool vibe to them, and whenever I listen to them, I feel a little bit cooler. They're just one of those bands that no matter how old they are, I think they're still going to be really awesome. But if you don't know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, then I suggest looking up their song, Can't Stop. It's really awesome. It has a cool beat to it. Music video is interesting, too, so go ahead and look that up. The new single that came out before the album was called Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. And I thought that was pretty cool, too, so go ahead and look that up. And again, even though I haven't gotten a chance to really pick it up, I have blind faith in it, maybe because I'm just a huge fan of them. But I really feel like I've only listened to the single on the radio, but they're one of those bands, like kind of like Blink-182 when I was talking about them, that they, if they changed their sound, then it would be in a good way. And it's a logical flow. Like, fans of Red Hot Chili Peppers are always going to be fans of them. So kudos to them. I cannot wait to pick it up whenever I get the chance to. So now I'm going to talk to you guys, last thing, about Honda Civic Tour. So why is it called that? Not only because Honda sponsors it, but because this is really cool. I always try to enter, even though I'm not of age. I always just think, like, magically that they're going to be like, oh, you're only 16, it's okay, you get a cool car. But anyways, when you go to, you can actually do this online, but when you go to the concert, they have this custom-made Honda Civic by the headlining band. It's always really interesting to see. But this year, the Honda Civic Tour is going to be Blink-182 and My Chemical Romance are going to be headlining it, I guess. And then they're going to have Rancid and Matt and Kim and Against Me sort of be the supporting artists, I guess. And again, it depends what city you are for what supporting artists come out. But it looks like a really cool show. And it already started, and it's ending October 30th in Louisiana. It went from Canada, and I think it might be going back. It's really weird, but really do get the chance to come here, because I went to the Honda Civic Tour whenever Panic at the Disco went, and it was really cool. I had a good time. It was outdoors, and like I said, I shared with you some of the evils of outdoor concerts, but it was really fun. It's definitely a concert that you can go to, because instead of just like a lot of bands performing, it's a couple of bands. It's really, I guess you could call it quality time. It's really weird to say quality time with a band, but the Honda Civic Tour bands are always really cool. They always get the crowd pumped up. They always talk to them. It's not sort of like, again, this is like my only critique with Vans Warped Tour, is that you don't really, sometimes you don't get that. But here you're always going to get that from what I've experienced. So definitely check that out. If you can, go to civictour.honda.com, see if you want to go. And if you're 18 or up, then try to win a Honda Civic. Or if you're dumb like me and you feel like by some magical force you can win anyways, go ahead and enter. But now I'm going to talk to you guys a bit about the music that I recommend. So I've been, like I said, I've expanded my musical tastes. And Fits in the Tantrums, they have this really cool song. It was popular for like a split second on MTV. They play the music video all the time, and now they don't do it anymore. But the song is called Money Grabber. It's really cool. It's got like this old school type feel to it, like sort of 60s, 70s type thing. Really awesome if you get a chance to look at it. And something that it doesn't exactly remind me of it, but still something with that like funk type vibe. Very different sounding. Foster the People. If you get a chance, definitely pick up their album. It's called Torches. It came out last year, but this summer it was absolutely huge. One of the songs I absolutely love, besides Pumped Up Kicks, because that's the single that everybody knows from the summer, is Houdini. That was a really cool song. But if you get a chance, absolutely look them up on YouTube at least, because they got some really, really cool stuff. Also, Death Cab for Cutie, they released another album called Codes and Keys. Came out pretty recently. It's sort of, they changed their sound a little bit. So this album sounds a little bit like Neil Young. And if you don't know who Neil Young is, then this won't be funny to you. But it's pretty funny that whenever I first put it in, my mom gave me this huge, like this really weird look. And she's like, why are you listening to a Neil Young album? Like, no, I'm not. I'm cooler than that. But no, Death Cab for Cutie definitely changed their sound in a good way. I like it a lot. Definitely look up on YouTube, You Are a Taurus. That's a really good song. And those are the bands that have sort of been, they're not like extremely huge, but they were pretty, not huge, but they were well known for this summer. Not, they weren't, you know, like the huge, huge people like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry this summer, but you know, you're never going to top them. So kudos to you guys. You guys have got some great music, but that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening to my first show. And I hope that as this progresses, then we'll sort of get a formula down. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys are going to go out there and take my suggestions for music. And if you have any questions, then go ahead and email me at voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. And then just talk about the music suggestions that maybe you have for me. I'd be very interested to hear something like that. But until then, see you guys next time.
Thanks again for being a part of America Today. We'll be back next week with more discussion of the news and politics that are shaping our future on the Voice America Kids channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.